Well, it's one of those holidays that is, you know, very much associated with drunk driving, and rightfully so. It's one of the holidays, at least according to U.S. DOT figures, where more than a third, 34% of all traffic deaths involve, U.S. traffic deaths involve drunk drivers. And as you and I have discussed in the past, every single drunk driving incident, whether it be a fatality, a injury, a crash, or arrest, is 100% preventable. So when over a third of these are happening, it's really a sense of concern.
Well, and again, we have so many of these holidays that have turned into such big concerns that we have to focus in on it like this.
You know, you're right. We do a free safe ride service in Northern Virginia, and we've added holidays to our mix, the latest one being Super Bowl. And when we offered that safe ride service last month, we had over 700 people utilize that program rather than just driving home in pairs. So that's great. You want people to utilize the program, but it clearly shows what you just said. There's a need for it as well.
So talk about Sober Ride, because it's available in Northern Virginia. Like you say, people are using it, and it's being implemented.
Exactly. So it's available throughout the greater Washington area. So in Northern Virginia, that means the counties of Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William. That's where the rides have to originate, but they can take people out of that. They can take people to Stafford County, Spotsylvania County, King George County, and so forth. We pay up to a $15 fare. It's going to run actually beginning at 4 p.m. on St. Patrick's Day, which is Tuesday, March 17th, and until 4 a.m. the following day. People go to soberride.com, S-O-B-E-R-R-I-D-E.com. We'll tell you more about the program also at 3 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day. We'll publish a code. People can put that code into their Lyft app. L-Y-F-T is our rideshare partner, and that will get them this free and safe ride home that evening.
Does it matter this year that we're talking about earlier in the week and not a weekend?
No, that's a great question. So, I mean, there's so many things that affect this program, where it falls on a week, but also weather. You know, if it's a rainy, our ridership is down. People just aren't out. And we'd love to be able to do what we did last year. Last year, we did St. Patrick's Day was on a Monday. So we offered the program on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The only reason that we're not doing that this year, that we're just doing it on Tuesday, on actually St. Patrick's Day, is a question of affordability. That we have had 123% increase in ridership so far this fiscal year for our Sober Ride program. So a more than doubling. And so that we can sustain this through the other holidays that we're doing this at, which includes Cinco de Mayo and Independence Day, we're making sure that we can do it for the extent that we can afford it. And I say that, and I'll say one other sentence, that I think that we've done a good job of institutionalizing Sober-Eye, but I think at the expense that people think it's some big government behemoth that just, you know, endlessly funds this program, when actually behind the scenes, it's a three-person charitable organization that annually strokes a check of $75,000 just for ride fares alone. So it is always a question of affordability.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second, because we do talk to you, and people may not realize the Washington Regional Alcohol Program in what you do is, you're incredibly visible and out there, and especially on these kinds of things, but you're doing things all the time, and you're an organization worth supporting financially.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And if people do support us, they get the tax benefits. We are a 501c3 charitable organization formed back in 1982 to fight drunk driving and underage drinking. And as you and I have discussed, we do this through public education, innovative health education programs, and advocacy. We're probably best known by the Sober Ride program. But yeah, tax deductible donations are welcomed. But yeah, it is a three-person organization. So the programs that we do in schools, which are free, in workplaces, which are free, and safe ride programs like Sober Ride are all free. So we'd welcome the community support.
And what's kind of scary, especially when you talk about the numbers being up, if you weren't there and we weren't having these discussions and you weren't in the schools and in offering these kinds of things, it's kind of scary to think, you know, where we might be headed and the numbers we'd be looking at.
Well, and as you and I have talked, that, you know, the numbers over the last four decades that we've been around have certainly gone downward, and that's great longitudinally. But every once in a while, these numbers start tricking back upwards. And you and I have talked that in Virginia, as an example, in 2024, drunk driving crashes were down, drunk driving injuries were down, but drunk driving fatalities didn't just go up, but they went up over 8.5%. In fact, for the second year in a row. And there's not a part of the Commonwealth that's immune from these trends. I mean, like, for instance, in Fredericksburg, King George County, Stafford County, they all had decreasing drunk driving crashes last year. But drunk driving injuries were up over 40% in Fredericksburg in 2024, and drunk driving injuries in King George County, they nearly tripled in 2024. So anybody thinking that the fight against drunk driving, either locally or at the state level, has been won, they'd be sorely mistaken.
And it also makes you think, when I'm out there driving, at night especially, but when I'm out there driving, and you know, you're looking at incoming traffic, you gotta start thinking about this kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. And we want people to be involved on that. That's a really good point, which is, you know, people may hear this interview and say, well, I don't drink, or I'm not going to a St. Patrick's Day party. This doesn't involve me. There's still a role that we can all play. One is, if you are driving out there and you suspect that you're sharing a roadway with a suspected impaired driver, you can report that in Virginia in a very unique feature. You can safely dial #77 in Virginia. So again, #77, and that will route to the closest state police barracks. And I can tell you that law enforcement welcomed that extra set of eyes. And that secondly is, I know it's perhaps cliche to say that wearing your seatbelt is your best defense against a drunk driver. The bottom line is that the routine wearing of seatbelts is actually the single most effective measure to reduce crash-related deaths and injuries. So again, even if you don't drink, even if you don't go to a St. Patrick's Day party, you can report drunk drivers, and you can buckle up, and you will be doing yourself good things.
Well, and again, all goes back to what you said just a few minutes ago. This is 100% preventable, and you can't say that enough.
Right. And if that doesn't convince you that the penalties, as you and I have discussed in interviews past, they're significant in Virginia. It doesn't matter who you talk to. I mean, you're talking about, even a first-time DUI conviction, you're talking about fines of up to $2,500, up to a year in jail, and having your license taken away for a year. In addition, Virginia, but also D.C. and Maryland are all localities that if you do get convicted of a DUI, you're going to have to put in your car these in-car breathalyzer, otherwise known as ignition interlock devices, that will prevent you or anybody from operating your vehicle if it senses that the driver's been drinking.
Rap.org for good tips. And I mean, you've got things there for people who are hosting parties. There's just there's a lot of good information. And again, realize that when you do utilize something like Sober Ride, you are contributing to the safety of all of us on the roads.
That's exactly right. And like I said, every drunk driving incident is 100% preventable. There's a role for everybody to play in this effort.